Negotiations between the White House and Democratic congressional leadership continue this week as the two parties work to reach an agreement on the next comprehensive COVID-19 relief package. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with a reality check on the timeline and likeliness of a comprehensive relief package before the upcoming election.
Democratic congressional leadership and the White House are continuing their discussions and negotiation on trying to reach agreement on the next comprehensive COVID relief legislation that Congress can consider. Speaker Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin are continuing to talk almost daily, trying to narrow the differences. And while they seem to be making progress, given that the upcoming election is less than 2 weeks away, it seems unlikely that Congress will be able to consider any potential agreement before the election. In the meantime, Senate Republicans are considering two smaller, more targeted relief packages this week that would provide additional funding for small businesses through the Paycheck Protection Program and other targeted assistance. However, it's unlikely that either of those packages will move through the Senate since there's not bipartisan support. But this time, it looks like negotiations and discussions will continue to proceed for the coming days, but any comprehensive COVID relief bill will likely not be considered in Congress until sometime during the lame duck session following the election.
And in closing out our weekly update from Washington, Langley has an important reminder for cotton producers.
The WHIP Plus Disaster Assistance Program for both 2018 and 2019 losses. The sign-up for that program is going to end on October 30th, so producers are urged to make sure and contact the local FSA office and at least get added to the register if you're not able to complete the application by that deadline.